It's Mark Husson's Astrology Hour. Time for you to expect something wonderful.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome. It's Mark Husson. This is Mark Husson's Astrology Hour coming to you live at 8 a.m. Pacific time, 11 a.m. on the East Coast. How you doing? It's June 3rd. Ooh, Lord. I'm not even going to say it. I'm not even going to make references to how the cliche of how time flies and how fast it's moving, because that just means you're getting old, right? Because I do think when you get older, it just starts really, like, you can remember like what you did at Christmas or what you did at Thanksgiving a lot easier because it just was yesterday that all that happened. So welcome to the show. If you're new to the show, I would love to have you join us over at the Facebook page. But the way you get there is kind of easy. I'm going to do it with you. You just go to 12radio.com, and you can do this on your phone or you can do it on your computer, and you click the chat button, and that's going to take us, it's going to sort of bring you over to the Facebook page. You don't have to talk. If you have a Facebook account, you can just sort of watch, but if you want to talk, you can. You'll see the that Jay has put up the banner for the Mark Husson Show. So then you kind of scroll down a little bit and click comments if you want to see who's in the room. And I have to sort of adjust mine to say all comments. And when I do that, I see Penny in the house. Hi, Penny. Welcome. There's Lynn. Lynn, good to see you. So I'm hearing from your postcard and the Taurus moon permission to bake my special chocolate chip cake. Oh, no, you can't bake that if I ain't close to try it. How am I going to know if you did it? So we have to figure it out. Yeah, it's time to bake. It's time to cook. It's time to get grounded because it is a Taurus moon today, you guys. I hope you'll get on the postcard. I hope you do get on that mailing list at 12house.com because there's a lot of changes coming to the 12. I'll talk to you a little bit about that. I'm excited because we are really coming together as a group and we really have some services and some fun to bring to you. So thanks, Lynn. Hi, Pamela. Welcome. Ready to hear what's coming up in a week. I know, me too. Me too. We'll listen together. Hi, Terry. Welcome. Terry's in the house. Tara is in the house. Good to see you. Hi, Renee. You guys, thank you so much for coming. I will check in the chat room periodically because I know it takes us a moment. See these Taurus moons? Now, this is such a great example. Taurus moons, we kind of get a little sluggish start. And it's just, you know, it's good to have that because there is a, you know, you want to be in your body. Now, see, the moon just got out of Aries. We had an Aries weekend, which is like spring, right? And it was kind of fun. We had a dear friend come by and we were like hoping for thunderstorms. I love inclement weather, and I shouldn't say it. I know I shouldn't be flip about it because some of you get really bad, bad, bad weather and it's hurricane season and all that. But out here in Colorado where it's really dry, to hear thunder and then have the sky go dark, you know it's only going to last a few minutes. This is the truth about Colorado. It is sunny all the time. And I know that they always say, don't tell people the secrets of Colorado, blah, blah, blah. Because everyone will move here. Well, too late. Everybody moved here. But I'll tell you what, it is extraordinary how much sunshine we get. That's why the snow doesn't bug us, because it'll be snowy. And then sure enough, 9 times out of 10, the sun will be out the next day. The skies are clear. When I first moved here, came out with a friend, Marcia, and she had already been out here and she said, you are going to love it. The sun shines every day. Well, we got here. I remember telling you my story. I cried and cried and cried, right? Playing Diana Ross's Home because it was raining for days. And her friend even said, the woman who put us up was like, it never does this. It's and I'm like, yeah, that's what they all say. You just said it to get us out here. I was a wreck. I mean, but the truth is, sun's always out. So we were sort of hoping for some thunderstorm, some kind of like inclement weather. And then we got a little bit. The wind picked up, but it gets really dark. But, you know, it's only going to last a few minutes because then the sun will inevitably come back out. And it spoils you because when you go to places where there's not a lot of sunshine, you kind of like, okay, I think I understand seasonal affect depression, right? You're like, there's too much sun. When you're just around the sun for that long. I know that's how Floridians feel probably, or Californians. The difference is we get this the benefit of a seasonal change. Like the sun does it in the snow. It does it in the fall. It does it in the spring. It just comes out. And so there's a lot. And we're so high up in altitude, you know, the Mile High City. We're so high up in altitude that there's very few bugs comparatively. They have a hard time living here. Now, maybe I'm making that up, but I'm telling you, very few bugs. Compared to these moisture-loving sea creatures that, that exist on the sea level plains. So anyway, needless to say, I do love Colorado. Now, if you've ever run a chart for the city that you live in and do a relationship chart to it, it's called astrocartography, right? Hear me slurping my coffee. If you ever do that, it's revelatory. Now, over at 12reports.com, I do sell astrocartography reports. But it has to be, you have to know the city that you want to live in or that you're living in. And it tells you how this city sort of impacts you, how it overlays on top of your chart and what lines are running through you. Like you might have a Neptune feature that's happening that just runs through your whole chart in that city. So you're more creative there, or you might have Saturn. So you might be more serious. It's just a fun thing to understand, but cities have things too. So do buildings. So do people. So, you know, my theory, when you take your first breath, we take a snapshot of the sort of metaphor that are the planets around you and all the tools that you carry. And so you're this walking universe of 10 planets, two luminaries like the sun and moon. And you're like this, you're this walking universe. So when you meet somebody, they're carrying their walking universe of planets around. There's 10 planets, and they're like, oh, their Saturn might knock you in the face. So you might meet somebody for the first time whose Saturn is like in your rising sign, and you're like, ow. You might meet somebody that go, I don't know what it is about them, but they are like, they just bring out this really deep sense of safety in me. And that could be a Saturnian relationship where their Saturn is sitting right there next to your moon or your sun. And so it's fun to know how people affect us relationally. And unfortunately or fortunately, I use it quite literally. I mean, I do look at charts of people that we hire. I look at charts that, and not necessarily how they're affecting me, even though you got to say that's a big thing. If you're going to, you know, hit the owner of the company funny, you got to be ready. I'm sorry. I am so sorry for so many of the people who I look at and go, this is going to be a difficult person. I can tell. And, you know, is it self-fulfilling prophecy? I don't know. Whatever. It's just life. It's what it is. And so you when you're doing this sort of like analysis of where, like think about it, like where you live, that's a relationship chart between you and that city. The car you own, think about it. The car has a birth date. The moment when that car was officially done, there's a moment where it's like, oh, I feel that, like, and some of you love your car. Some of you have horrible relationships with your cars. Same with parents, same with siblings, same with, I mean, it's so fun. Astrology just brings that stuff to life. And you're here listening because you probably already understand that. So what the reason I'm bringing it up in this context is it's so important to understand how your chart works. Because if you want to go a little deeper in the understanding of how these planets are affecting you. So recently, I've been putting up these insane boundaries, I don't want to get into the details yet. I mean, it's silly because they're silly. But things like where, you know, I think I told you all, I love to do slot machines. I love it. And there's a little part of me that was like, okay, I think you're loving this a little too much. And so I banned myself. And, you know, you can go to these places online and you can say, don't let me back here. Don't let me come back for this long. And I just did it. I was so, and you know what? I felt this like, oh, that felt very responsible. And I feel very good about that. I wasn't, and I don't think I was out of hand. I think I have a thing about thinking I'm out of hand. And so, but I looked at my chart, like, what the hell is going on? Well, Saturn, the boundary planet in Pisces, is sitting it to the degree on my Mars, how I go play, how I take action in the fifth house of gambling, of play. So understanding it, I didn't need to see that transit to know that I needed to take that action. Like, I want to have discipline here. I want to be, there's a part of me. I have a fear. I don't know what it is. I don't have a fear of addiction, but I'm very aware of addiction and I don't like it. And I have a grant. I have 10 planets. I have 7 planets in water. 7 out of 10 planets are in water. And so a lot of people who used to read my chart, as I was learning, a lot of astrologers would say, this chart is really prone to addiction. And it's ironic because I don't drink. I like a total teetotaler, not on purpose. I just don't drink. I don't do a lot of drugs. I mean, I have a hard time with them. And so I'm really grateful that I escaped that bullet, if that was a bullet, in fact. But then I noticed these things like, oh, this is the third day in a row you've taken an Advil for that shoulder. It's like, okay. So I do have a little bit of that. So I noticed that I was like, okay, you're enjoying this gaming a little too much. Like, you wake up and you think about it. You're going to bed thinking about it. So I banned myself. I look at my chart. There's Saturn on my Mars. Saturn literally saying, okay, enough. And if you know, so when the moon's in Taurus, like today the moon's in Taurus, if you know where Taurus is in your chart, that part's going to be a little activated. There's going to be a little piece of you that comes to life. Now, so you got to understand your houses. And that's why I think the emphasis is like, there's some fun, they're way more rich in ideas. Like, there's a book called The Rulership Book. And it'll say like things like, get this, like typewriters have a house, right? I mean, there's a place. If you stub your toe on a typewriter, you might be able to look at your chart and see that it was the ruler of the typewriter house. And Mars was hitting it or something silly. But I mean, it's so good to understand. So for Taurus, wherever Taurus is in your chart, that becomes lunified, okay? The moon. And when something is activated by the moon, it has to do with a lot of unconscious stuff, a lot of feelings, a lot of autonomic things, a lot of things that we think we need that we sort of just respond to. So look and see, like, okay, today it's in Taurus. Taurus has a certain grounded feel to it, a sensual feel to it. Do you feel sensual? Lynn talked about making a cake. I mean, what I could see instantly was that cake. I could see it. I could see and taste it like that. Okay. So food becomes a little more real and a little more lush under, maybe for some of us, under these Taurus moons. Now, as we're approaching a new moon, this is why this talk is so important, because this new moon is where the sun and the moon are going to be at the same sign, at the same place in sky, the same degree. But the moon, in order to get there, we're getting darker. We're losing light. We're feeling a little more serious, okay? And it's nice to have that happen when the moon is in the earlier phases. So now, 3 points I need to come back to. We talked about having the Aries moon over the weekend. We talked about, and Aries is like the first day of spring, right? So the first 3 signs of spring are Aries, Taurus, and Gemini. The moon's in Taurus, so we're at the second phase of spring energetically. So we just started over on the weekend, and now we're in the second phase. We're in the stability of spring in our soul, in our hearts. Okay? And so we're moving into the third phase in Gemini of spring before we hit summer. The moon will go into Cancer, sort of symbolic of summer. And as the moon goes deeper into the signs, we get more complicated. We start feeling life a little more serious, a little like the issues are more complicated. I mean, I'm sorry, Sagittarian issues are way more complicated than Gemini issues. And talk to a Sag. Sagittarius, because Geminis usually, you know, they deal with depression. There's no question. And okay, so I can already hear people going, I'm a Gemini and I suffer way more than the Sagittarius that I know. And it's true. No suffering is greater than any other. Okay. It's all bad. And we all do it. I'm saying that the issues are a little more complex as we get past Libra and we go to the Scorpio, Capricorn, Aquarius signs. Like they're more complicated people. Like, you know, like think about it. Aries, it's like, you know, I'm happy I woke up. Let's shake it off and move, baby. That's a great, as opposed to Pisces, about, I feel the pain of every living being on the earth. On earth, right? I feel the pain of every living being on earth. I don't know. British adds a little more seriousness to the tone of and the suffering of Pisces. So, but you don't hear that same, typically, you don't hear that same level of depth from the earlier signs. Taurus is like, fluff my bed, please. Oh, the bed isn't fluffed. I'm so disappointed. And then the opposite of Taurus is Scorpio, which is like, they're going to kill me, I know. Right? So the depth. I'm cracking myself up. Okay, so the depth seems to be like more complicated when it comes to the later signs. So what I'm trying to tell you is we're in the lighter signs when we enter Aries and Taurus and Gemini. And we're lighter signs as we're going to that new moon. And that new moon is Thursday. And the moon, though, up until then, is darkening. It's lessening the light. It's losing light. And as it does lose light, we sometimes lose a little bit of our inspiration. So here it is in Taurus. It's coming to Gemini, but we have an interesting thing going on. We have Venus, and actually we have several, but I'm going to pull them up. We have Jupiter, Mercury, the Sun, the Moon, and Venus all in Gemini. Jupiter's doing this beautiful trine to Pluto, which is in Aquarius. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 planets in air right now. Okay. We virtually have no Earth because Uranus is in an Earth sign right now. And then we have Mars in a fire sign and then Saturn and Neptune in water. Okay. So tons of air in the space right now. So tons of thinking. Now Mars in 2 days, let me see when exactly it's going to be. On Saturday, Mars is going to go into Taurus. So Mars is leaving Aries. Mars has been in Aries for a while. You Aries people typically should have noticed some lack of patience. I guess normal everyday Aries then. But you Aries should have been like a little more irritated than normal. Right. And wherever Aries is in your chart, wherever Mars is sort of transiting in your chart, you should be feeling a little bit of feistiness there too. So for me, it was like there was a restlessness. I think that's part of why I was able to sort of give up gambling for a minute. Because I want this to be very clear. But I have Saturn in the first. So you understanding this image is very important to me. I'm not a big high stake, let's mortgage the house gambler. Never. I don't even like being in front of another person. So I never do blackjack. Don't do cards. I've hit the slots like my mama did. Right. And for me, it's like you get $5 and you do everything you can to win with that $5. That's the level at which I play. Okay. And so, but what I noticed was $5 turns into $50 pretty easy. And I also noticed that it's consuming time that I don't want to spend doing, staring at a machine and pulling a lever. That becomes obnoxious to me, has to do with Saturn in the first as well. Like I could, you know, I used to have an Xbox and a Game Boy. I used to have those things. The thought of sitting on my ass and in another world that accomplishes nothing, building nothing, and thinking that you want a universe that doesn't exist, that you conquered a universe that isn't even real, it made me sick. Now, I don't judge anybody loving that stuff. I swear to you, I don't. For me, survival meant getting off your ass and not doing that. You know, it's like it did. That's what survival meant. So the same thing happens on this core level with this, with the casinos, the online gambling is like, oh, you know, you're just, this is no different than doing gaming. It's like, ugh, it doesn't produce anything. You actually are a little broker than you started because, you know, you're never going to, you're not going to be the one that hits the $4 million jackpot. I mean, I just, okay. And people are like, yeah, now you're not because your affirmation. Well, yeah, that's me. And F the affirmations. I don't care. I mean, to me, I'm not going to be the one. And if I am that one in a million that does hit, yay, yay. But it's not because I said I can hit. I just don't believe it. So I probably will never. And so we can have that debate till hell freezes over. But I don't think me changing saying I can win is the deciding factor. If it's my time to win, I'll win. But it ain't because I thought I'm going to win. And I know people are going to prove me wrong. And, you know, I know you guys hate that stuff. You love the power of positive thinking. I do too. But I have a whole different way to get there. I just think, whatever. Okay, I'm checking on you. See if I'm going to get yelled at here. Hold on. I'm coming to facebook.com. If you're just joining the show, you can go over to 12radio.com and you can see, here I'm doing all comments. Thank you. Click the chat link at 12radio.com. You'll be brought over to the Facebook page. You'll see the beautiful people that I get to see. Okay, here we go. Hi, Maya. Welcome. Isn't that funny? I love the little gifts. I'm sorry. I'm just getting captured by the gift. Patricia, thanks for being here. Terry Campbell, you can work with anybody, Mark. I'll back you up if you need a witness. Terry, thank you. I can work with them. I mean, I can. I do look at charts and go, oh, because we've had some awful people that we thought were really good at what they did, but they were just, they heard a different drum, right? Not team players. Just, you know, F the rules, do what I'm going to do, take people off the site, maybe, you know, unscrupulous stuff too. We've had them. I mean, 15 years, you're going to meet some bad people, but guess what? It gets discovered pretty quickly. And the group that ends up after all the screening and all the sifting is beyond measure elevated. They're amazing, which I do love my team right now at 12Listen. Hi, Maureen. Welcome. Lioness, thanks for being here. She loves astrocartography. Yes, it is fascinating. I'm telling you, but you can't, with everything in astrology, we're so limited, but it is nice to have the information. It's like somebody goes, I'm never going to move to a city that has Saturn crossing me. Well, yeah, when I went to the city that had Saturn cross me, I was able to do things like put a block on the stuff that was messing me up, put a boundary on it. So don't think you know everything. Have knowledge, but don't make the conclusions and then live and die by your conclusions. Because, you know, I follow the rule of Uranus, which is also known as my butt rule, which is if the minute you think it's this, it is going to be that. That's just the way it is. The minute you know beyond a shadow of a doubt it's going to be this, it's going to be that. That's what happens to me. Okay. Hi, Charlene. Terry says she's grateful. So grateful moon is in Taurus, a balm for the frenetic Gemini energy. I bet Geminis do feel some sort of like, oh, thank you. Good morning, Charlene. Let's see. I love Mondays with Mark. Always leaves me something to be curious about. Good. Like curious, like, is he on drugs? Or curious about life. No, I seriously get it. I'm just teasing, but it is so fun to play with words. Thank God Lynn is cracked up by me. I love that. Fluff my bed before you kill me, says the Scorpio sun with the Taurus moon. Oh my God, that is so great. Fluff my bed before you, wait a minute, let me fluff my bed before you kill me. Taurus, Scorpio, y'all get that? Oh, that's so funny. Oh, I don't know. Y'all get me so, I get silly with you. It's funny. Okay. So I'm checking any last minute things before we move on because we do have some things to say. Do you have something substantial to say? Cause I hope you do. Cause you need to be saying it. All right. Melissa. Oh, Mark, thank you for explaining the Aries. I thought it was just my sugar detox to look better. Venus in Taurus. But it really was that sun and moon in Aries agitation. Oh, I wanted to scream. Oh, my gosh. Someone out. That is so good. Hi, Karen. Welcome. Yeah, Melissa, it is. I mean, yeah. So the Mars in Aries is definitely like you guys. I know you. I know the Aries wanted to go murder some people. Just like, what the hell? Y'all are being so stupid. And it's finally slowing down. Jennifer's in the house. Hi, Jennifer. Welcome. Terry, let's see. I'm traveling through different states right now and I'm still listening to you. I love it. Oh my God. I'm cross country in your car. I love that. Thank you. Thank you so much, actually. Thank you all for your willingness to listen. It so blows my mind. Mars is leaving Aries. So as we get to that, and I want you to remember this 29 degree thing. 29 is the last big number that a planet can have before it goes to zero. It's like 11:59 p.m. before it goes to tomorrow. You understand that, right? So it's 29 59, literally like a clock, only in astrology, the planets only go to 30. So it's 29 minutes, 59 seconds, literally like a clock. And if you look, there is Neptune is at 29 and Pisces. This is huge, you guys. This is why this whole drug thing. Do you think it's a coincidence that Ozempic is such a big deal right now? Mounjaro, Ozempic, Zepbound. Any coincidence why I know so much about them? I just watched the South Park Ozempic. Did I talk to y'all about that last week? Dear God, help me. That was horribly funny because if you can't afford Ozempic, they gave you a prescription to body positive Lizzo. Oh my God. It's worth a watch. But you can't be a mind to be offended. You have to let them make fun of everyone and everything, and you have to flow with it. If you easily offended because you're easily offended, don't watch it. But that was really funny. So Neptune, 29 degrees of Pisces, and we are seeing drugs like they're second nature to us. I mean, have you seen I know you all see pharmaceutical commercials, right? But they are so much more. Dear God, the names, Sudoku or whatever, and Venaco and Mounjaro. It's like, what's going on? Like, what's the history of these? I don't understand. And they're all, it's like, oh my God. And they're spending millions and millions. We're the only country, I think, that allows it to be so prevalent. I don't think you're allowed to advertise your pills in Europe. Oh my God. And so, okay, whatever. And so Neptune, thank you, Neptune. That's what Neptune brought us, 29 degrees. So the 29 degree thing is like the culmination. It's 11:59 p.m., right? You know, it's the end of the day. The next day starts at 12 exactly 11:59 p.m. when it goes into 12.00. So the planets, when they're at 29:59, and 59 is the seconds that tick, but it's different seconds. It's seconds of space. You just have to use a chart to know. When Neptune is about to leave Pisces, it goes into, 29 Pisces. It's going to go into Aries, and then we have a whole other thing to talk about. But Neptune, the whole Neptune cycle, I'm going to do a big show on the Neptune cycle. It definitely is one of the biggest planets that defines the times. Like when you take a picture of yourself and 10 years later you look at that picture, a couple things happen. One, you're like, oh my God, if you were pretty fashion savvy, you'd be like, look at those clothes. Look at that haircut. Look at the way I was dressing. Neptune snaps us out of one into the other. Like everybody has the Kim Jong-un haircut these days. I mean, I see the young people, the sides of their heads are shaved and I call it the Kim Jong-un cut, but whatever. And it's Neptune that does that. Remember when all the guys had beards? Like everybody had a beard. It was just the way, it was the fashion thing. You had to have a beard and everybody had to have a beard. In my day, it was everybody had to have platform shoes and bell bottoms because I look good in my bell bottoms and platform shoes, let me tell you. But I can't bear to look at a picture of myself in those now. But at the time, I was fire. I was fire. And when does it become mud? Later. And that's Neptune. That pulls you out of the illusion, pulls you out of the illusion, pulls you into the next fashion thing. Fashion is so Neptunian. It's like a dream. So Neptune at 29, these drugs, these magical drugs, and then it's going to go into Aries. And we are going to go in detail what happens when Neptune goes into Aries because we're close. But here's the point. Mars is at 28 Aries right now, and Mars moves a lot faster than Neptune. Neptune's been at 29 for a while. It's going to be a little bit longer. We'll see it. We'll see the flip. Pluto just was at 29 Capricorn, and it goes back to 29 Capricorn during the election month. These are big transformative changes. I wouldn't dare predict this election if you paid me. I don't dare predict it. I'm a double hater. I'll just say that. And those of you that know politics know what that means. I'm just a double hater. So 29 degrees, when Pluto goes to 29 degrees of Capricorn, that's in November. Neptune's at 29 degrees of Pisces, that's now. And we'll go into when it goes into Aries. I have to look. It's going to go backwards before it leaves. But Mars this Saturday will be, oh, Friday, it'll be at 29 Aries, big energy. So first of all, Aries, be ready because it's going to get a little loud before it gets quiet. And then it pops over into what sign comes after Aries. You guys, we just talked about it. It's Taurus. So then we start pursuing because Mars is about the pursuit. We start pursuing our comforts. Right now we're pursuing our enemies. We're pursuing our righteous side, what side you're on. We're pursuing our winning battle. Mars, you know, Aries is about the win. And every Aries honestly knows it's really about the win. If you think about your life in terms of winning and losing, it's about the win. And wherever you have Aries in your chart, that's about the win. And you just have to look and put that into your own perspective. Now, Mars is going to go into Taurus Saturday. That's a big deal. But at 29 Aries, that's a bigger deal. I want you to pay attention to those things. And that brings us back to the chat room real quick. I better reload. I think I always like to hear if you guys are doing okay. All comments. Thank you. Thank you very much. Okay, let's go. There we go. All right. I think you're good. Let's see. Pamela, I would love to do a cartography on my town. It's quite old. It will be 300 years old next year. Ooh, Pamela. Yeah, it's all you need is the city, and they calculate. I don't know how my program knows, but it takes your birth information and puts you in that town. So it has that town in there. So, you know, and then it'll tell you how your relationship to the town. Otherwise, you could just get from your city council the birth information of when you all were established and run just that chart. Lori Love's in the house. Hi, Lori. Welcome. Lori is, her show's after Christina LaFrance, which is after me. So Christina LaFrance, Lori, Jamie, and Serena. Mondays are killing it. Okay, Julie, good morning. The Aries, this Aries spent the weekend in bed sick. Some non-COVID cold virus yuck. I'm sorry, Julie. You say early chart suns don't have suffering like the later suns, but there's nothing worse than an Aries that can't exercise. Oh, look at the pain. Don't you feel for her? She couldn't get out and go to the gym. You're talking to somebody who their life hell is going to the gym. So yeah, I guess pain is relative, isn't it, Julie? I'm so glad. All I care about is that you're feeling better. I hope you are feeling better. And I do want you to get to that gym because I know it brings you joy. Marina, I always want to say Mariana. I don't know why. Hi. She's 29 Aries on Chiron in the 11th house. Okay, so you have Chiron at 29 Aries. Amazing. That is a very powerful Chiron. It talks a lot. Now, Chiron will deal a lot with the level at which healing occurs and the wound of the Aries in Chiron. And usually it's the wound from self-expression, like where you were prevented from your self-expression. Do some research on Chiron in Aries. Very potent. And also feeling that you were isolated because of that energy. That's the 11th house. 11th house, when you have planets in the 11th house, you're an honorary Aquarian, and you definitely often feel misplaced. Aquarians feel misplaced. I mean, that's the thing for them. They feel misplaced, and then they start using it as a badge of honor. Like, oh, look at me. I think different than you. Or, you know, you never thought of this, but I'm all in for this because you never thought of it, which is why I'm all in on it. So good to know where your placements are and where these planets are hitting. Now, that means that Taurus is going to hit that Chiron point. So pay attention to what's going on with your friendships. Pay attention to what's your hopes, like what work colleagues. That can also be your colleagues. Just like you guys, that's why I want you to know your houses and know them in a silly way. Like, you know, the third house is your siblings. And so you could pick apart the third house in so many ways. Do you have any planets in there? So that matters. What's the ruler? That matters. Is the ruler Aries? Is it Capricorn? Is it Sag? Is it Libra? It'll tell you the way you related to your siblings. Just that alone. The ruler on the third house will tell you the way you interacted with your siblings. Okay? I have Saturn there, so it was definitely more, I don't know if I was the mature one, they would say, or I was isolated. I was the isolated one. I was the only boy. And, you know, Leo rising sister, who, you know, the world revolved around, and, you know, whatever. So it was like, okay, you're on your own, kid, basically. And so those things, when they get hit astrologically, matter. To like the moon, where the moon is right now, what house it's in, activates those on a subtle level. It would be so fun for you to see how it affects you. And doesn't it make you curious? It does, right? You should all have your charts with you. You should have a little wheel of your chart. You can go to astro.com and get your chart wheel, right? You don't have to like make it a big deal. Just go get your wheel. What's your date of birth? And then take a picture of it and keep it and then study it and try to get small, basic understandings of your chart. It's not that hard. Now, let's talk about this new moon coming up. This new moon is at 16 degrees of Gemini. So first of all, do you know where that is in your chart? Do you know where 16 degrees Gemini is in your chart? If you don't, do you know where Gemini is in your chart? Just look for the little Roman numeral 2 on the outside of your wheel. And if you don't know any of that, let's just talk about energy. So the sun and moon are coming together in the sky at the same point. So if you picture the three planets, sun, then moon, then earth, and you're on the earth part looking out, you'll see that the sun and moon are kind of aligning in a way where the moon disappears, turns dark. And what makes it different than an eclipse for us is that it's not aligned in such a way where the moon casts a shadow on the earth. That's what an eclipse, basically. They're so perfectly aligned that the moon gets in front of the sun and then we get the shadow. Well, it's just a little off, so we don't get the shadow. We just see the moon turning black. And that's a new moon. And new moons are, I'm telling you, they're wonderful because they hit that new button, that fresh start button. But getting there is ending the full moon cycle. And that one can feel a little dark. So if you guys are a little heavy, if you're feeling a little heavier than most, Thursday, it ends. You're done. Literally, it pops Thursday morning and it pops. That's the thing about the new moon. It's like magic. If you know the time of the new moon, it pops like at that moment. I usually don't say that about any of the planets, but that new moon is so fun because it gets, and then, oh, and you can quote me on that. All right. So the new moon hits 16 degrees Thursday, 5:38 AM. I believe it is. And, now I have to check and see if that's right. 5:38. Yep. And Venus is at 16 Gemini 2. So now there's a rule of thumb in astrology. The further the planet furthest from the sun, whenever they're in the same sign, the planet furthest from the sun dominates. So if you have a sun and a moon and Venus, all three of them in Gemini at 16, which one's furthest from the sun? It would be Venus, okay, because the moon is close to us and then Venus is further out. So sun, moon, Venus. And so Venus rules the energy, which means now this new moon
is more like a Taurus moon, more like a Libra moon, more like a kind moon, more like a friendly moon. So you know how Geminis have the twins, the dark side, the devil, the little devil, plays jokes, get depressed, be mean, and then has a little angel that listens and wants to connect and is really friendly. Like that's like the angel and the devil on your shoulder. That's Gemini. They live there. They live there. So if you wondered which one's going to be out during this new moon, the answer is the angel, because Venus is there and Venus is kind of friendlying this up a little bit. So you're going to have this sort of new moon that says, hey, people are being nice. What's going on? In my situation, it's like, why the hell is everybody being so friendly? Something's wrong and we got to fix it because there's a problem. Houston, we don't like it when people are too friendly because I don't know what the motive is. My neighbors called and said, hey, we're going to go to the dumpster. We have this big bin. Adorable neighbors, literally. I mean, do you have anything? And I'm like, why are they doing this? I'm not too serious, but it's like, why are they being so nice? Well, everybody's going to be nice under this Gemini moon with Venus there. So think about where it shows up in your chart and think about the meaning of Gemini. And the meaning of Gemini here is dialogue, communication, it's exchange. Okay. Geminis absolutely need to understand something. Curiosity. If you're curious about something, ask and dig deeper. I've been really curious. I did an interview for a health provider. They wanted an interview for $150. I'm like, sure. Yeah, you can talk to me. I got some ideas. I got some opinions. I have some thoughts. So they asked, how do I know, like, as I'm getting older, how am I checking in on myself? And my answer was, I noticed that I'm still curious. I'm still eager to understand something. I love Google. And like, if a question occurs to me, like, well, how do they know? Like, I want to know, like, I watched that South Park episode and they have compound pharmacies. And I was like, okay, I need to know more about this. And the fact that I see that part of me in there, I'm grateful for it. I think that's my way of testing my mental health. Like, am I still curious? Like, do I still care? Because if I get to a point where I don't care and I don't want to know, then I'm depressed. Like, I'm disinterested. That doesn't work for me, right? But you have your version of knowing what the barometer is for you. And so this Gemini full moon, new moon is curious. And it should activate curiosity. Now, what you're curious about, it might be, you know, wonder if I should change up what we've been eating all week. I mean, it could be that, or it could be, I wonder why they're being mean to me, or like why my kid is not talking to me, or that kind of curiosity too. And then this new moon gives you the sort of motivation to answer the question that gets asked, because there will be a question asked. And maybe that should be our theme. What is the question that's being laid before me under this Gemini moon that I need to be asking? Because Gemini wants to know. And the gift of Gemini versus Sagittarius is Gemini, it could be anything. With Sagittarius, it's got to be like a little inspiring. Maybe they have to be in the picture involved. With Gemini, it's like, nah, I don't care what the topic is. Just like the one beautiful thing, there's many beautiful things about all the signs. One of the beautiful things about Gemini is you don't have to be afraid to bring up one of the most boring topics in the world that you're involved in, because they'll go join you there and figure it out with you. So Gemini, who loves to be connected, make great company when you need company. They're great because they don't care. They're like, whatever, let's just talk. Just don't, you know. But if you get in the car and you start sulking, like my mom used to have these sulk attacks. Y'all know those where you fill the room with gloom and doom and you're pouting and you're staring out of the window because you're pissed or you're hurt or whatever ailment is engulfing your brain. And it just, it's like Gemini hell, right? Because talk to me, what is it? And they're just so hurt and wounded that they can't. And that's hell for Gemini, right? It's like, I'll talk about it. So Geminis make great companions if you're willing to share, if you're willing to talk. Even though, you know, a lot of my Gemini friends, you can just hear that they're talking out of both sides of their mouth like this. They're just agreeing with me because this is not where they are. Whatever, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. The beauty of Gemini is to be able to feel connected. And I have a few Gemini friends that are so willing to help me meet there, like, and also figure things out that it's like, oh, what a treat. Well, that's what you're going to be giving yourself under this full moon. The moment, the connection. And if it's not just with you, it might be like a part of you that understands what you're doing in life right now. And that's feeling connected. Like you may have no connections in the outside world, no one that you're talking to, but you have an understanding of what's going on. That's being connected. And I would say things like connected to your higher self and all that. You notice I'm trying to avoid a little more of the metaphysical terms and the sort of unprovable terms. I do that because I think people make things very righteous. And I don't like the idea that if you found something that works for you and then anybody who doesn't do that is somehow wrong. And it all just, I become a big rebel about all of it. Like, okay, now I'm not speaking to you. I'm not going to tell you that. Or I have to do the other one. Like, oh, that joke just kills me. I used to love when people say, like in the big New Agers, you say that joke just kills me. And they go, oh, cancel. Don't say that. Don't say that. Like, you guys that afraid of words? Really? That afraid? Like, that afraid that the universe is so unloving and unkind to you that your English language is the one that it understands and it's the one that's going to be used against you? You better lighten that stuff up. Because, especially to me, around me, because life is meant to be lived. And we're not here to have to add that little bit of fear because I used the wrong consonant or the wrong contraction when I'm asking for something or being grateful for something, which I remind you to use the gratitude board at 12listen.com. The gratitude board at 12listen.com does not ask for your name, does not ask for any personal information. It asks only be grateful for something. And even if that thing hasn't happened yet, be grateful for something as if it had happened. And the reason you do that is because it gets your mind into a mindset of like, oh, it did. I feel like I did hit that lottery already, didn't I? Because that was you just thinking and being thankful on the gratitude board. But you got all the endorphins that come with it, so be grateful. All right, I'm gonna check on you guys, see how your butts are doing. Show's just about wrapping up. I can't believe it. I mean, like I said, I'm not gonna make references to how fast time goes. All right, hold on. Here we go. I got to do the all comments thing. Okay, come on. Thank you. Oh, jeez. Okay, and I'm scrolling down. They do make it a little weird. I'm sorry, but it's free. I can't really complain. All right, let's see what you all got. I have a packed 11th house. This is from Marina. I have a packed 11th house in Taurus, Jupiter. Oh, it's the 11th house. Oh, this all makes sense. Good. Yes. Definitely like friendships, colleagues, coworkers, where your status is with them. Carrie says, I have Saturn, Pisces, and Chiron in the third. So you're having, Carrie, if I'm hearing this right, a Saturn return. And Saturn in Pisces is a big one for, this is big. So if you have if you were born with that Saturn and Chiron and Pisces there, I would say there has definitely been issues with siblings if you have them, or you could have been an only child. But if you have siblings, it could have been one was very sickly or you were sick, or there's a lot of like need to be particularly gentle or caring or, you know, suffering in that third house. Now, Saturn's coming around in Pisces and you're having your Saturn return there, this is a time when your ability to say, no, I want to do this differently, gets really loud. So congratulations. Karen Erickson says, Gemini in the 12th, I will be secretly friendly, even to my Virgo self. Sag moon. That's good. Yeah, you will be, but you will also attract in a lot of information. Like when you have the stuff happening in your 12th, you tend to bring that from the outside in. So it looks like everyone else is doing your 12th house. That's just called projection. But usually what you'll find is there's information coming at you from other people. So let's see if that pans out. All right. So real quick, we'll finish up with the moon cycle. So the moon happens Thursday, June 6th at 5:38 a.m. on the Pacific Coast. Okay, 5:38. So add 3 hours to that if you're going four. Is it 4 hours to the East Coast? So yeah, I think let's see. So that would be 6:38 here. It would be 9:38. So yeah, we had 4 hours to get to the East Coast. So it would be 9:38 to the East Coast p.m. No, a.m. a.m. 9:38 in the morning a.m. if you're on the East Coast. I'll let you all do your own math. But here's the thing. At that moment, and a lot of you are going to be sleeping if you're on the West Coast, but if you at that moment, it pops. That feeling of freedom pops. And Venus is going to be there. This is a time, if you want to make good use of this moon, is if you need some support, if you need some help, if you need that raise, if you need something different, if you need to pitch an idea to somebody, this is the time to do it. Because this is where people are open. They really feel it. Okay, and Mars is in Aries, and so you should have your energy to get it done. Because Mars won't always be in Aries. We, like we said, Friday's the last day for it to be in Aries, and that's a get-done one. That's one to get done. So you want to have, get your, like, think about what you'd like to have. Think about things you want to pitch to people, if there's ideas. And if there's not, it's like read a good book. Who cares? Watch a great movie. There's a lot of good ones out. And then don't forget that Mercury and Jupiter are both in Gemini, and both, well, mostly Jupiter, is making this very powerful aspect to Pluto. So if you do end up starting something this week, if you do a new friendship or get something, some energy going, or if you've been really laxing trying to get a connection going with someone and it, that you need to make a connection with, or let's say it's an IRS thing, like you got to talk to the IRS or you got to talk to somebody you don't want to talk to, this is the week. Honest, this is the week. This the energies are on your side. And they're just saying, like, you're going to be happier. Now, if you're not feeling very happy right now, if you got a lot of other crap going on, it's the final stages of that full moon. Losing light changes on Thursday. Can you get through to Thursday, for goodness sake? Let's do it together. We'll get through it, right? And then we're going to meet Monday and we can be all feisty and eat. While we're talking, it'll be so much fun. Okay, I'm looking one last time at the room. And the gratitude board, somebody emailed me. The gratitude board is at 1212listen.com. And can I just tell you a little secret just for you guys? On Wednesday, we're going to promote chat at 1212listen where you text each other. But because our chat is so sophisticated, and I mean this, you can dictate it too. You just get to dictate. We're going to lower the prices substantially on chat on Wednesday, but don't tell anybody, okay? But if you want to give it a whirl, it's a good it's a good chance to play over at 1212listen.com. Get some good advice. Talk to somebody anonymously while you're at work. Don't do it while you're driving. Unless you're at a stop sign and you can type really fast. Joni, you're an angel. Thank you. Love having you in the room. And you guys, okay, I think you're good. It looks like you all are really good. Let me see if I missed anybody. Okay, so a couple, astrocartography is what it's called. It's over, it's a relocation reports at 12reports.com. They're $10, I think, and it puts your chart in the city of your choice. And so if you want one of those and you don't think that's a high price, go enjoy, like just order it. Otherwise, let me tell you something. You guys are awesome. You feed me up, and I want you to please, if you would, let's rejoin through the shows that are here today. We have Christina, we have Lori, we have Jamie Dawn, and the newest of the new, Serena. She's an up and coming being. Wait till you hear her thoughts. You're going to be kind of blown away. Very brilliant. I'm happy to be a part of your life, and I can't tell you how big you bless my life. Thanks so much for showing up. You know, this is Mark Husson, and this is Mark's Astrology Hour.